Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Still at it, John.
Still at it, and we're here in the Christina Loos show. Now, the very specific Christina Loos show. There's different kinds of Christina Loos shows, but this is the very specific Christina Loos show. And we'll get back to anything that needs to be touched on in reference to the town. But I have a question for Christina that I'd like to hit off or set this segment in motion in. And, you know, everybody's going through the COVID, everybody's going through the pandemic and doing the best they can. And through that, some people have new contacts and new friends, and some people have older ones that they don't get into, they're not in touch with anymore, which is very funny. So my question to Christina is, where has been your support before, during, and very possibly after COVID? And the point is there people in your life via technology that weren't there before? All of a sudden you have a new friend who has reached out to you and you've reached out to them and has, you know, and we're not using names, has somebody from your past kind of just dropped you, because now it's a technology hello versus let's go for a glass of wine someplace. If you get my question, it's kind of,
that's a great question.
It's
a little different for me because me in general, I'm always the person that is constantly reaching out and making time. You know, I don't have children at this time, you know, so it's easier for my husband and I to be the people to run around and schlep around and pop around and visit everyone. That's always kind of my role all the time. So especially
my being rude by going back and saying you don't have children at this time.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not pregnant, guys. So that wasn't some like hidden thing. but what is really something that is hard during this time, obviously, is to stay connected with people, because it would be easy if I could just drive and pop over someone's house, you know, in the past. Obviously, it's gotten a little easier now, thank God. But especially in the beginning, you know, you really couldn't see anyone at all. I'm very fortunate that I live, you know, I've said this before, in a two-family house with my parents were upstairs, you know, my brother is up there with them and I'm here, you know, I'm down with my husband. So it was nice to all have each other during this time, because it certainly would have been very difficult if I couldn't see my mom and my dad, you know, during all of this. So the fact they were upstairs and we would kind of be each other's support and try to find little joys along the way, it was really something important, and I'm glad. And you know what it is too, it's times like this that you realize who are your closest friends, you know, who's gonna reach out to you. And you know, it takes an extra effort certainly to be the person to maintain that and to stay connected in kind of new and creative ways. So it really depends, I think, on what is important to you. And that's something that I always valued, was I never want to lose touch and with certain people. So I just worked overtime.
Well, actually, you were very lucky there, because I know how close you are. And the fact that you guys have a two family house versus your mother being at the other end of town.
Yeah, forget it.
And to be separated for 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, because it was, you know, and to be together, it was, you know, it was scary. You know, you didn't know about groceries. You know, there were, and my parents are older, you know, so it was nice to be able to, you know, run out and get things and figure out things. You know, it was just, we're a tight family to begin with, but it certainly created an even tighter unit to kind of figure out, you know, there was even more, you know, group family dinners because, you know, it was trickier to get certain things. You know, so it was one of the perks of the situation. So that's really it, guys.
And you did you still do a lot of celebrating holidays and special events virtually. Mm-hmm. And you still did, which is very important. I think that's a very important thing. You didn't turn around and skimp. You know, just because it was Corona and it wasn't the same as having all your friends over, you still turned around, and which I think is a very significant thing, and decorated the table.
Yeah.
Made a theme versus just saying, oh, what the hell, it's Corona. Yeah, have a hero sandwich and let's call it a day.
I like that, have a hero sandwich and call it. No, but you know, that way, and like I said, you have to identify things that are important to you. You know, so frankly, I love, and my stress release and is to think about, you know, planning something or putting details. And when Corona hit, that was a heavy time of a lot of celebrations, whether it's birthdays or holidays, you know. And so it was kind of a new way to figure out how to, you know, for Mother's Day, normally I would take my mom out, it'd be a whole thing. But I was like, let me transform. I mean, I'm fortunate to have a beautiful backyard, you know, that my husband created with beautiful flowers. And so it creates a nice little ambiance to begin with. And, you know, so I was like, all right, let me do a tea for her, you know, and figure out ways to do this. And luckily, over the years, I've acquired a lot of things. So it's not too hard to whip up on a quick notice. Different things. And like I said, obviously I love, my house is a place where I love having people over and hosting and gathering. So it's different, you know, to not have all of your friends there. But it's little things that, you know, you do and you feel good about it. And that's what I said. That's something that was important to me that I didn't want to lose during this, because it would really break my spirit if I did.
The important thing that you're also saying, which people have to pay attention to and listen to very sincerely, is you enjoy doing it. And people have to take the time now and find something they enjoy doing. This is not over. And we obviously, over the last X number of months, we've had many people on this show. And there's not one of them that's turning around and saying, you know, next weekend it'll be fine. Even our situation here with the radio show and how we're doing it is going to be for a while, it seems. And again, this is all guesswork. It could be another month. It could be another 6 months. That being the case, it behooves everybody to find something they enjoy doing in this little bit of isolation. Otto, I know, was talking about a football thing. I saw something online the other day about a football thing.
Well, yeah. I believe what was said by Christina is you have to have the will to want to fight this. You have to have the will to want to do whatever it is you're going to do. And if you're having a problem with that part of it, I know people, unfortunately, who have the will part of it is not good. And I consider that a mental health problem that people would probably need help with in order to gain that will back. You know, to me, I'm very fortunate in that I have family that's close by, and family was a very big thing. But there are people who are not that fortunate, where their families are distant and they're in other places, or frankly, maybe they do not have the relationship with family that maybe people should have, for whatever reason. So I think that a lot of that type of thing gets really magnified while this is going on. You know, if you have a good family, the need for good family is even more important. And if you had a problem with family before, that's going to be even more magnified, that, you know, all of a sudden you're estranged and you can't communicate with your family. Maybe people on both sides of the problem have to try to do something about it during this period of time. But I go back to a very basic premise. You have to have the will to want to do it. And that's a fact in anything. You know, I can't think of anything where that doesn't apply. It's a difficult time, and it requires a lot of adjusting to change. And you pointed out in one of our earlier segments about it, which has nothing to do with this, but the fact that people really don't want to change from special districts. They talk about wanting to do it, but the will to want to change it isn't there. So it's not happening. And I think it's very true. I have a long list of things which we can get into in another section here, the things people can do. and technology is wrapped around a lot of it, but there are a lot of things for people who do not have the technological capabilities. You know, you have to do something. You can't sit there all day. And it's not good to sit there all day and watch television, in my opinion. Like we talked about, getting a different cross section of opinions from one channel to the other channel. But when all is said and done, most of it comes out fairly negatively and drags you down, because 90% of what you hear is the negative part of it, and the lies, frankly, that are distributed. You know, the fear that people try to get to sell their agenda, if you will, with fear. None of that's any good for your mental health. It's all just drag you down. You have to block that out.
No, you know, Otto, what you're saying is exactly how I feel with these things, you know, and, you know, when you really touched upon it with this fact of having the will to do these things, you know, that is, it's something you could just throw around, but that's not an easy given, you know, for a lot of people. You know, I know plenty of people who have, you know, suffered with anxiety and depression, and being in this situation even more so hyper, you know, magnifies that situation and feeling. So it's even more difficult to really get the will to, or the motivation, you know, because things are heavy. You know, we say all the time, like, I'm not going to sit here and ever say that it's not, you know, it's all sunshine and rainbows. You know, it's a heavy time and it really can impact you, you know, and especially recently, just yesterday, it's like, you know, you see the amount of suicides going up and drug, you know, masking things with drugs is even higher than the COVID cases. You know, it's like, so just that alone just blows your mind and shows the impact of this. And we frankly don't know how long, unfortunately, it's gonna be, you know, like, so the bottom line is, I want to encourage people, like, it is so important. Now is the time to find someone, you know, and this goes back to John's original question, that is your safe place, whether it's a therapist, whether, you know, it's a family member, it depends on your level of comfortability, or a friend or a neighbor, or just, you know, someone just to talk to and get out how you're feeling, frankly, you know. And it's hard, and I think it's just so important. And it's really, like I said, everyone's got a different level of something that brings them joy, or, you know, maybe they want to find something new, a new hobby, or a new, whatever it might be. You know, I say all the time, during the thing, my husband was just coming up with these different things. I'm like, we've been together for almost 20 years. How did I not know that you could, like, draw really well? You know, like, it was all these little things, you know. And he also apparently can take up hair cutting. He got a very high tech, you know, buzzer situation, and he cut his own hair, and then he cut my brother's hair as well. So it was very impressive.
Well, you know, I think the mental health part of it is serious. And I know a number of people just like you, who are good people, but they have a mental health issue, which, all I can say is, people who have a problem should try to reach out to the safe place, as you put it. Reach out somewhere, somehow. Or the reverse of that is for people to try to reach out to people they know who have a problem, which is not always easy either, because the people who have the problem maybe don't want to be reached out to. So there is no easy answer. I don't think we're sitting here talking about how everybody's in la la land and you know, everything is just hunky dory. I think we all three and Dan know that that's not the case, but it's something you have to fight and work at. And you have to have the start of the will to want to try to get going in a positive direction. Not easy to do.
Totally.
Why is work?
Totally agree. We're going to take a break right now. We're back to all the important things we see on Talk Radio. I'm an idiot. I'm not. WCB.org. We'll be right back.